Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 5 of the School of Self-Improvement podcast. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm a weight loss coach. I'm also a qualified nutritionist, and my mission is to help people everywhere achieve their goals in health, in weight loss, and in life in general. The topics of this podcast will not just be weight loss, I promise you that, but I want to approach weight loss holistically because you know the old saying, wherever you go, there you are. And this is a major piece of the weight loss journey that is missing in practically all of the weight loss programs that I have come across. People need help to get in the right mindset. Otherwise, everything is difficult. And I'm not just talking about weight loss here. I'm talking about getting into the right job, being happy in a relationship, all of those other life goals that we want for ourselves. If you think you will be happy when you get there, and get there can be losing the weight, getting the job, finding the perfect person, think again. You will be exactly the same person you are today. Ask me how I know that. I've done this myself. I always said to myself, when you are a healthy weight, you'll be happy. And guess what? I wasn't. There was always something else for me to fixate on. I needed to fix my mindset. You will be the exact same person you are today when you get there, no matter where there is. So start making changes in your life to be happier today. And this podcast is going to tell you how. Before we jump into today's episode, which is all about believing in yourself, I want to thank everybody who has started listening to this podcast and who has subscribed to it. This is my third endeavor into the podcasting world. The first podcast I did was called the Keto 360 podcast, and it was all about the ketogenic diet. Since then, my work has moved on, so I left that behind. My second podcast, which is on a little bit of a hiatus at the moment, is called the Keto Sisters podcast, and I'll leave the link to the Keto Sisters podcast in the show notes, and I hope to bring this back towards the early autumn time when myself and my keto sister Brenda have a little bit more time on our hands to be able to record episodes of the podcast. And we're going to do a name change as well, because both of us have moved on from eating what was seemed to be a traditional ketogenic diet, which is high fat. We never really ate like that. But now we have a name for what way we eat, but we want to expand and move on past that. So if you have any suggestions for the new Blank Sisters podcast or whatever you think we should name it, please do get in touch with us and let us know. I started watching a show on Netflix this week called My Unorthodox Life. And I'm already hooked on it. It's a reality TV show that follows the life and work of CEO of Elite World Group, Julia Hart. This woman's story is incredible. She was a member of the Orthodox Jewish community, the Hasidic Jewish community in New York. And she left the community after getting extremely disillusioned at the fundamentalism of life as part of that community. She completely reinvented herself at 43 years of age. She left the community, left what she knew, created her own business, and now she is just staggeringly successful. But this woman goes a step further. In her role as a curator of a modeling agency, so the Elite World Group is kind of like a broker for modeling agencies. And what she does is takes the women who work with her and helps them to create brands. So she's not just looking for a model, taking a few photographs of them. When they get too old, cast them out into the wild to do whatever they want. What she actually does is help these women, as they model throughout the years, build a brand of their own, of themselves, on the side, so that when they get to the age where they are no longer eligible for modeling, they have a business behind them to fall back on. It's incredible to see how she helps cultivate these businesses, how she helps mentor these women, and how she directs them in how to build themselves as a brand and how to create products and services that they can offer once the modeling jobs dry up. It's like a complete revamp of the modeling industry. This woman's story is incredible, and I am completely and utterly in love with her. I have a total girl crush on her. I would love to have a coffee with her and sit down and talk to her and tell her how amazing she is. So if you have not watched that show, it's on Netflix. It's called My Unorthodox Life, and I will leave a link to it in the show notes. What made me think of talking about Julia Hart today was the topic of the podcast is believing in yourself. And I thought that this was a really good example of somebody who believed in herself so much that she was able to take the what was obviously incredibly scary step of leaving everything she knew and the people she knew, right? Because these communities tend to turn their backs on anybody who leaves, unfortunately. And she did that. She had the courage and the determination and the belief in herself to remove herself from a life that she no longer believed in and she no longer wanted to be a part of, and go out on her own and start again at 43 years old. It's an incredible story, and I really, really recommend you go and have a look at it. But the reason that I wanted to talk about her is because of this scary step she took and how much belief she had in herself and in her ability to be able to look after herself, to be able to create a career for herself, to be able to pay for everything she needed, because she had come from a community where women weren't even allowed to sing in front of a man who wasn't their father or their husband. To go out and become the CEO of Elite World Group, which is one of the biggest brokers for modeling agencies in the entire world. This woman is just an inspiration. And I know I'm gushing, and I'm doing it on purpose, because I just think she is an incredible role model for young women everywhere. So my question to you is, do you trust yourself enough to take the scary steps? Would you, in Julia's position, would you trust yourself enough to take that step? And when I asked myself that question, I kind of thought, I don't really feel like I would be confident enough to walk away from everything and everyone I know and start all over again. No, obviously it's not comparable, okay? I chose the life I live today. I chose my husband. I chose where I live. I chose my job, all of it. And that makes me extremely privileged, and I am extremely grateful for that privilege to be able to do that. But what I want to get you to think about is, what are you living in your life today that you didn't choose for yourself? What is in your life that isn't something, given the chance to start all over again, that you would choose to do differently? Do you trust yourself enough to be able to face what you need to face to be able to let go of what doesn't serve you in your life right now? And this is a hard one, because usually it comes down to people, I find. When I talk to clients about this kind of thing, it usually comes down to people. And walking away from relationships that don't fulfill you and don't bring you joy, don't bring you that nice, warm, cozy, hot cup of cocoa, blanket in front of a fire feeling that you should get in relationships. Now, not all the time, right? We're not talking about the perfect textbook, picture book, Netflix, Christmas movie love. We're talking about supportive, loving, encouraging relationships where both parties benefit. Now, of course, I'm a realist. You're going to have screaming arguments. You're going to shout at each other, but that's not what I'm talking about. That happens. But I believe that all of the relationships in your life, be it with a significant other, be it with a parent, a sibling, family you've chosen for yourself, they should be nurturing relationships. They should be your safe haven, your harbor, at the end of the day, where you can come home and be yourself, be with that person, be 100% authentic, and make choices for you that are supported by them. Now, obviously, if you say that you're going to go and become a stunt person at 75 years of age, yeah, your family might have some things to say, questions to ask, but that's not what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about those really big life choices, like, hey, guess what? I want to go back and do a master's because I really don't feel fulfilled in my current role. Can we talk about that? And the first answer is, yeah, let's absolutely explore that, because if you're not happy, let's work together to find a way to get there. So would you trust yourself enough to be able to deal with the consequences of that, the fallout of choosing to end relationships that don't make you feel good, that don't fulfill you, that don't bring that into your life? Do you trust yourself to do hard things? Do you really believe you can do hard things? I know you can do hard things. I know you can, because I bet you have already. Go back and have a look at your life up to now. And literally get a pen and paper right now, except if you're driving, go get a pen and paper and make a list of all of the hard things that you have done in your life. Literally, 100% of people can write down puberty as a hard thing they have done, because universally, the experience of puberty is, it's a train crash for the vast majority of people. Maybe you've dealt with the death of a loved one. Maybe you walked away from a marriage that wasn't quite bad enough to divorce in under kind of like what society would say, but you just weren't fulfilled and you walked away from it because it was better for both of you. That's a hard thing. Choosing to go into a job that has nothing to do with your qualifications. That's another hard thing, because people are going to say to you, hey, you just wasted 4 years of your life or 3 years of your life, depending on your degree. Maybe it was 7 or 8 years of your life because you did a master's. Maybe you did a doctorate. Maybe you have a PhD in something and your heart is pulling you to work doing something else. And I'm always a huge advocate of testing the waters. I don't care what your degree says. That doesn't require you to do that job. And I tell the story all the time. My own husband went to university to do law, and he works in IT. He's never worked in law. He went straight into an IT job, found that he, first of all, was really good at it, and second of all, he loved it. So that's where he stayed. And now at 50 years of age, that man is doing a master's degree in management information systems. So he's going to get his master's degree in IT after doing law. There are no rules except for the rules you impose on yourself. So do you believe in yourself enough to do those hard things that require to make changes to make yourself happier? And it can be money motivated. Okay, if you are in a job that pays well, but you're so unhappy, that motivation to stay in that job, put up with the unhappiness just because of the good paycheck, is huge. Maybe there's an alternative that you haven't considered because you don't have the confidence in yourself to take a look at what is possible. I am a huge believer in trying things out and testing the waters. And I told my own daughter, who is in university at the moment, is having a kind of a crisis with what she wants to do. She is studying international communications management because the girl, like me, she's a talker, so communications felt like the right path for her. But right now she's really seriously reconsidering this. So instead of saying to her, well, look, you have to get your degree and you have to do this and you have to do that and the timeline says this and the timeline says that, what we have said to her is, okay, defer for a year, take a year off, go do some jobs, work at this and work at that and test the waters, see what you like. You can always go back to your university degree at the next September, the new semester, or you can transfer to a different course if that's what you want to do. If you decide there's something that you really want to get your hands dirty in, go get an apprenticeship. Now, obviously, there is massive merit, especially in Switzerland. You need to have at least a bachelor's degree to be able to get a competitive salary. And that's the same in most places in the world. Luckily, when I was in my early 20s, I was able to get a job, no problem, straight out of school without a bachelor's degree. And it took me until I was in my late 30s to go back to university. So there are different ways of doing things, and you don't have to do the pre-scripted timeline, the path that society says you have to do. You go to school, you leave, you go to university, you do your degree, then maybe you do a master's, or you go to work and you work up. No, find what makes you happy first. Find what makes you happy and then do that. If you can get paid for it, even better. If you can't get paid for it, how can you create a business that does that for you? There are so many choices. The problem is that they're often hard choices. They often go against what society says, what our parents say, what our culture says, what our religion says. So we really need to face up to do the hard things. So do you believe you can do hard things? As I said already, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to my voice, and I want you to repeat after me. I can do hard things. You can do hard things. You can do it. I know you can. Take some time to look inside of yourself and see what your strengths are. What is the thing people say most about you? Like, oh, you're a great listener, or you're a great talker, or you're a great doer, or you come up with great ideas, or you're a great strategist, or you're great at getting things done, at setting the ball rolling. You're great at managing projects. You're great at arranging events, whatever it is, whatever people repeat to you over and over, they are your strengths. Whatever people turn to you for, they are your strengths. And once you start to lean into those strengths, the hard things actually become easier. They become easier because you trust yourself, you trust your capability, and you have confidence in your abilities because you know that these are your strengths. I do not believe in trying to better areas that you are weak in. I think it's a worthless investment. You put in a whole lot of time, a whole lot of effort, and a lot of time, a whole lot of money into trying to make yourself better at something you are not inherently good at. It's a huge investment for very little return. Instead, look to your strengths. Invest in those strengths because the investment for that is very, very small, but the return on that investment is just gigantic. There are no limits. You can do hard things. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you got some worthwhile information out of it and something to think about. Please go ruminate on what I talked about today and make that list, okay? Make that list because I want you to be happy, I want you to be fulfilled, and I want you to live an amazing life. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you can, I would love it if you left a review. No matter where you listen to, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Android Podcasts or Pocket Casts or any of the other apps for listening to podcasts, I would really love if you would leave a review and maybe either a couple of stars or a thumbs up, depending on what platform you're on. Let's get this podcast out there. Let's help as many people as we can together. And that's how you can contribute to that. And I'll do my part with the talking because that's what I'm good at. That's my strength. I'm good at the talking. See you next week.